Morning, Paul. Yeah, the increase in pay for the city's top council executives has come about as part of restructuring at the council's top level. There are now fewer directors, but they're taking on extra responsibilities. And these people are employed by the council as full-time workers. They're not elected like councillors, but have to apply for the job. Now, at the very top is the chief executive, Gillian Beasley, who earns £170,000. Now, she isn't getting a pay rise this time around, but we wanted to put her salary into context and compare what she earns to the bosses of other similar size unitary authorities. And according to figures released by the Taxpayers Alliance, she's one of the highest paid. For example, York pay their top boss £136,000. Southend-on-Sea pay their chief exec just under £150,000. And just one city unitary authority, which is Luton, pays more. Their chief executive has a take-home pay of more than £181,000.
So what about the other top positions at Peterborough City Council? Because there's quite a few people on over £100,000, isn't there?
Yeah, well, there are six other positions which have been reviewed, Paul. While the Director of Children's Services sees no change in salary, the other five get a rise. The Director of Governance was previously paid £74,300. That role now commands a figure of £95,000. The Director for Communities gets a rise of £10,000, which takes it to £115,000. And the Executive Director of Resources pockets an extra £20,000 to take him to £141,000. But, Paul, the biggest pay rise goes to the Director of Growth and Regeneration, who was on £90,000. He'll now get £120,000, which includes a market supplement of £20,000.
How does the council justify it?
Well, in the papers that were published last night, Paul, Peterborough City Council says the rises, they actually offer value for money. And the reason is this: they've abolished six management roles and redistributed the workload amongst the posts described above. So the council say the changes have saved them money, just under £700,000 so far. And in a competitive job market, the council told us market-leading salaries had to be offered to recruit the very, very best people.
Yeah, the average council worker is getting 1%.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, just a few weeks ago, the local government association said that council workers earning above £15,000 would get a rise of just 1%. So if we compare it, a bin man that's collecting the rubbish this morning will get 1%, whilst the Director of Growth and Infrastructure is effectively getting a 30% rise. So as you can imagine, Paul, there could be some very unhappy people this morning who are waking up to hear the news that the council's highest earners are getting the biggest rises.